Higher Health and Training in associated with Higher Health brings you Future Beat. Today we talk what we need to know about monkeypox. I don't know what happened there. Today we talk what we need to know about monkeypox. Now, according to the World Health Organization, monkeypox is a viral zoonosis, a viral transmitted to humans from animals. With symptoms like these seen to the smallpox in patients, although it is clinically less severe with the eradication of smallpox in 1980 and a subsequent cessation of smallpox vaccination, monkeypox has emerged as the most important orthopox viral for public health. Monkeypox primarily occurs in Central and West Africa, often in proximity to tropical rainforest, and has been increasingly appearing in urban areas. Animal hosts include a range of rodents and non-human primates. Now, human monkeypox was first identified in humans in 1970 in the Democratic Republic of Congo in a 9-month-old boy in a region where smallpox has been eliminated in 1968. Monkeypox is a disease of global public health importance and is not only affects countries in West and Central Africa, but the rest of the world. In 2003, the first monkeypox outbreak outside of Africa in the United States of America was linked to the contact with infected pet prairie dogs. This outbreak led to over 70 cases of monkeypox in the U.S. Monkeypox has also been reported in travelers from Nigeria, in Israel in September 2018, to the United States Kingdom in September 2018, December 2019, May 2021, and May 2022, to Singapore in May 2019, and to the United States of America in July and November 2021. In May 2022, multiple cases of monkeypox were identified in several non-endemic countries. Studies are currently underway to further understand the epidemiology, sources of infection, and transmissions patterns. Now, that is exactly what we are going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about monkeypox itself. And it is a huge, thing that just, we feel, as a lot of people, that were not aware about it, that it comes out of nowhere. We just finished dealing with COVID recently, and now kukho monkeypox. So make sure that you are staying tuned to Madiba's Radio on a Diba Experience, with this feature from a Future Bits, where we are going to be talking to Usamkele Mkhumuzi, who's going to be telling us exactly what this is and is going to give us more insight about what monkeypox is. So make sure that you tune in for that.
Oh yes, I like Madiba's
Radio. Hello, 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 hello. Am I speaking to Usamkele?
How are you,
Dad? Yeah, Pila, Kakula Samkele, and Yavuya, man, Sita Sakwazi, Uko Teta Nawe. This is Ati from Afe Diba Experience on Madiba's Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time, man, to come and speak to us about something that is such an important, conversation to have. Usamkele, for those about Mamele right now, Usamkele is the founder of SKM Health Consulting and pharmacist. Thank you so much, man, and welcome to our show, Samkele. Now let's just jump into things, straight away and talk about monkeypox itself. And I want to start at the beginning, right at the beginning. Monkeypox has apparently been around, right, for 5 years or five, not 5 years, sorry, 5 decades, not even years, 5 decades. Why the sudden panic? And and the attention drawn to it now in 2022? Like, what is that? What is that about?
Firstly, I'd like to send a warm and welcome greeting to our listeners and to you in the studio. Thank you once again for having me on the show. So, yeah, you're quite correct. This is nothing new to us. We've seen many viruses before, including the coronavirus and monkeyvirus. The reason why monkeypox has become such a point of attention is because we live in a world where things evolve. Science evolves, the environment evolves, and even the microorganisms that cause these infections have also evolved. So we've also come from a timeline where we've accomplished a lot of victory over certain viruses, and you'd think that we're able to control the flu, yet every year there's still people who fall victim to it. Similar trends have been occurring with the monkeypox in the sense that new strains have come about, and even the traveling patterns of people and how people engage with society and the environment has led to an increase in the infections once again.
Okay. So now, like, so, I mean, like, with what you're saying right now, and it has increased, and it's kind of like everywhere, because it started somewhere internationally, and people were like, oh, ipelile ngoku COVID, now kukho monkeypox, and people, some people don't even know how it looks like. You know, injani, kausitumdune monkeypox, what do they mean? So, can you tell us, like, what does monkeypox even look like? Injani, what are the symptoms? You know, if umdu umjogile, simola njani, but hey, looked, can you please just, you know, elaborate on that and teach us on that?
Of course. So, absolutely. I think the first thing that we need to iron out with our listeners is that it is not only from monkeys. Monkeys aren't the only carriers. Interestingly enough, the first diagnosis that was ever made was from a monkey in Denmark in 1958, like you said.
Yeah.
So, following that, we need to understand that the pathway that it's followed over the years is that wild animals and obviously humans have also been able to transmit the disease. So for someone who does have the symptoms, these are the most common symptoms that usually occur. The symptoms usually occur after about 3 to 6 days, which is known as the incubation period after you've been infected. And the most common symptoms include the onset of a fever. So the temperature goes up very significantly.
Okay.
The person will start to have a headache. And the most common one that occurs in 95% of the cases is the rash. And this rash has many stages. And then what usually happens, it progresses, it becomes filled with fluid. And then when the fluid bursts, it forms the scab. And I want to warn our listeners not to. But I told you, you know, we like to fidget a lot with our sores and our pimples. It's very important when it comes to monkeypox to allow it to just go through the healing process. These scabs usually fall off. So that's one of the main characteristic features. And in addition to that, it occurs usually on your face, on your chest, and your arms. But it can also occur, interestingly enough, with this new strain in your genitalia, so in your reproductive health system. So people just need to look out for those symptoms. And in addition to that, they'll have body weakness, body pain. So it's very general. It's almost like your flu and your COVID, except that rash and those sores that form from the rash is what that's good. That's what we need to look out for more vigorously.
Oh, I see. Yo, I mean, like, just when you're talking about scabs, you were talking about water in my body. I was like, yo, hectic. Hectic. Now, I want you, Samkele, please to just unpack for me. How would you say monkeypox then spreads? Does it spread, Gezi? If we see there's a scab, okay, we pop it and touching other things. You know, with the COVID, we couldn't touch surfaces. And, you know, couldn't be close to each other. We had to wear masks. How would you say monkeypox is spread? How is it spread?
To answer that question quite simply, we need to, again, first acknowledge that it's been around, especially in the Western African countries.
Yeah.
So your Nigeria, your DRC and Ghana, etc. And what literature and research has found in these countries is that this is a viral zoonotic disease. What that means is it comes from an animal to a human. So when we talk about animals, we're not only talking about wild animals. We're talking about domestic animals. We're talking about rodents and even wild meat that some of the hunters may engage in handling. So the food that we eat, I know a lot of people like about medium rare. Unfortunately, that poses a risk when it comes to the transmission of monkeypox. So yes, it comes from an animal to a human, yeah. But then there's also another component of it where it can be transmitted from human to human. And I think that's where we need to be more concerned, in the sense that if there's any physical contact between a human and another human that has the virus, it will spread. So this includes just physical touching and kissing, up until sexual intercourse and other engagements. So it can be transmitted through the fluids, through the lesions, and through any other physical contact. And then, of course, other surfaces like your coughing and sneezing, your respiratory droplets can also transmit the disease.
Oh, I see, I see. You know, you mentioned something very important there about sexual contact. It's also listed, you know, there. And I think it was all over media, social media, something about sexual contact right there about, yeah. You know, the virus. Yeah. It also has been stated that it is seen to be more in men who sleep with men. Why is this so?
100%, you're quite correct in that. So there's been a lot of debate. I've been getting a lot of questions asking, is this a sexually transmitted disease? And the first thing I'd like to say is no.
Okay.
It's a viral disease which is transmitted, like I said, through various pathways.
Yeah.
Sexually transmitted diseases are only transmitted through sexual intercourse or engagement. So the reason why it's got a high prevalence, or it's more common in men who have sex with other men,
yeah.
is because of the roots in which men engage in sexual intercourse.
Oh.
So the areas which involve your genitalia and your anus have a lot of sensitivity to infection.
Oh, I see.
The membrane there gets torn out, and a lot of viruses or infectious diseases then penetrate that. Hence, men will usually present with these genitalia problems, such as the pores or the swollen lymph nodes or even the rashes. So, yeah, it's quite interesting that a lot of people do occur to have these symptoms.
That was the big thing that was, you know, talked about on social media and what that was trending. I'm so glad that you've highlighted that and you've actually given a point on, okay, this is why this is happening and this is why it happens like that. Now, I think what everyone wants to know right now is that when I have monkeypox, how do I treat it? Is it fatal? You know, do I die? How long do I even have to live when I have monkeypox? Is it that extreme? Please tell us about that.
Okay, so monkeypox is actually self-limiting in the sense that people can recover after a few weeks without any treatment. But to go through those symptoms of having these lesions and having fever and body weakness for a couple of weeks, you probably wouldn't want to wait it out.
Yeah.
So what usually happens is we treat the symptoms that present. So if you have a cough or a headache or body weakness, we'll treat that. With the rashes, we'll try and give you topical agents like your antihistamine allergy creams. But then more importantly, with this, we need to note that the case fatality rate, which is usually the number of people who get monkeypox and inevitably pass away, is very low. It's significantly sitting at 3.6%. So that's 4 people out of every 100 people that have the monkeypox that are at a risk of passing away. So it's nothing to concern ourselves about.
Okay.
But more importantly, okay. There are individuals who are at a higher risk of actually getting severe disease. I'll list these quickly. So your young children, any child that's below the ages of 12, that's because their immune system is still developing. And then pregnant women also, as well as people who are immunocompromised. So those are groups that always need more special attention.
Oh, I see. Okay. No, it makes sense. It definitely makes sense. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Now, I mean, we're talking about monkeypox here, and, you know, something has popped up about smallpox. Some people saying it's the same thing. Is it? Are there similarities to each other between monkeypox and smallpox? Is it the same thing? It's just called something different? Can you just give us insight on that?
So once again, when we talk about microorganisms, it's the same as humans. We are related in some way or another. We belong to the same primates, same family, say isiduko, even the clan name. So same thing happens with your microorganisms in the sense that smallpox and monkeypox come from the same family.
Okay.
And the differences then become how they tend to modify themselves and how they tend to survive in an environment or transmit themselves into humans.
I see.
Yes. So there's strong correlation and association to smallpox. As far as that, some vaccines that have been developed for smallpox are actually effective in preventing monkeypox.
Okay.
So they help to prevent the infection. So yes, it has to do with a lot with the virus and how it's structured and how the similarities occur in both smallpox and monkeypox.
I love, Samgeni, you just touched up on vaccination, and I think that is very important there. What are these vaccinations? So they are out there that could assist people. What are these vaccinations that people can get hold of?
Auntie, I so wish there were a lot of them. The way you're saying vaccinations, there's only one.
Okay.
That's currently being approved,
okay.
And that's in the European states as well as in America. So Africa, we're still a bit behind with getting it. It's a vaccine that targets again the virus, so it breaks down the replication and the growth of the virus in the humans. And essentially, you get two doses. So it's similar to some of your coronavirus vaccines and your flu vaccines. Anyone is eligible for it, obviously, barring that you haven't been affected already.
Okay, I see.
We still need to try and get more availability in countries like South Africa.
Which is very important. Why are we always so behind up in South Africa? I guess it's just in jail. I mean, like, it is something. I remember when COVID So it is very important for us to be quick with this in jail, especially now. I'm sure people are wanting to know, but let the vaccine one. If we are full and if ufuna uprevent, where can one find this vaccination? Which places is it available at?
Cool. So just a quick comment on what you were saying about us being behind as a country. I think it's quite a dichotomy because Nina, you are the very same people when we developed a vaccine for coronavirus. You're raising eyebrows to find out how was it developed so quickly. But then when we don't, it's also a point of contention. But on a more serious note, it has a lot to do with health costs and legislative policies. So there are negotiations currently undergoing where South Africa is trying to get the vaccine in the country.
Good.
But again, that depends on the need and the number of cases that occur. So to answer the question on availability and where to access the vaccine, at the moment, the National Institute of Communicable Diseases have put up a statement to say that certain hospitals in the country will be able to actually furnish this vaccine.
Okay.
But again, it has to go through the same process of being tested.
Okay. Hi, Samgeni. I think I lost you there for a second. Hello? Samgeni? I think I just lost Samgeni there for a second. It's a tetaka mandika call of where Singas Fumana Kona is the vaccine. Let me quickly try to get a hold of him again and see if I can get a hold of him. Hi, Samgeni, are you there?
God, thank you for having me. I was just scratching my rash. I think I'm starting to get in my box. Sorry for you.
No, I was thinking, I was like, are you there? But Musa Skalela about the different places, KwaZulu-Natal corner, the vaccination, monkeypox itself.
Yes. So as I was saying, there has to be certain steps that get taken by the Department of Health to ensure that there's availability. Number one, are we seeing an increase in rise in cases?
Yes.
Is there a need? Because vaccines are a health expenditure.
Yes.
So as it stands, the National Institute of Communicable Diseases has stated that only a certain number of public facilities will be keeping. So they're still in negotiations of getting the quality checks, which involves checking safety. Are there any side effects associated with it?
Yes.
So currently we don't have any availability of it in the country, but I do believe that in the next coming months, South Africa will also have access to it. So for now, people just have to follow preventative measures.
Okay. I mean, like, hopefully it pops up. Now, quickly, before we close off this beautiful interview, please tell us about, quickly, SKM Health Consulting, and where do we find you on social media?
Great. So SKM Health Consulting is my baby, and I'm very passionate about making healthcare trendy and accessible, especially for the young generation. I think we've seen a lot of trends nowadays where people are taking a lot of control over their own health, and I'm just here to be a vessel to channel that, focusing more on the treatment side of things. Being a pharmacist, I tend to see that young people don't like taking medication. They believe that they'll get better and they feel healthy. So I need to emphasize and echo the importance of taking treatment correctly, knowing which treatment to take, and even being prepared for side effects. So this ranges from family contraception to STIs, like we mentioned, even to mental health conditions. And it's things that I believe that us as a youth need to drive forward. Essentially what the consultancy is about. I guide people, I give advice on drug therapy and other measures that they can take to become healthier.
Okay, and where can people find you on social media?
On social media, it's Samkele Mkhumbuzi, that's on Facebook.
Sure.
On Instagram, it's Sam_Mkhumbuzi, and then Twitter is @Samkele_11. And for any consultations, I use an email address, which is pharma.skmhealth@gmail.com.
Thank you, Sam. And it was such a huge pleasure of having you here, and talking about something that is such a huge problem or issue, not just in monkeypox itself. You've taught us about health issues that we have, in our country, and better ways in order to reach, a lot of people. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate your time as well, that you've given to us to educate us, to inform us, and, to do great, I guess, as well. Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Archie, thank you so much to you and to our listeners. It's always a great pleasure being on the show. Let's continue engaging in topics, and I hope to hear from you guys again soon.
Thank you so much. And that was Usam Mkhumbuzi, a pharmacist and founder of SKM Health Consulting, chatting to us about monkeypox, what it is, and understanding the virus a bit better. This feature is brought to you by Higher Health. Higher Health, improving well-being, inspiring success.